So let's just relax and breathe.
Oh, let me turn.
Sorry. And hear the sound of connection. How deeply connected we are. All of us connected through the internet, connected through our cell phones, and connected through Source. We are infinitely connected through Source. And all of these virtual connections and the connections we have with other people, they are reflections of the ultimate connection, the connection we have as non-physical in the physical presence of life. We are physically focused, non-physical beings. And that ultimate connection leads to all of our feelings, all of our guidance, all of our inspiration, all of our leverage. And Abraham says that as we follow our inspired guidance through our emotions, that everything we do has leverage, that we are far more capable and powerful. Recently, they said, in the presence of negative emotion, any action we take is futile. Resistance is futile, as the Borg would say. And our resistance is futile. We shoot ourselves in the foot when we push against and feel negative, when we complain or try to fix things we are observing are broken. So we simply relax. We relax on purpose. And we remember to appreciate. And so this meditation today is on positive aspects and doing positive aspects in our lives and watching for positive aspects in the lives and activities of others. And I was inspired to this meditation by a woman I've never met named Dolly, who I met online, who appreciates what I write. And for her, she thinks of me as having a trademark of fresh flowers. What a lovely thought that was. And it reminded me of a story from my childhood of the next-door neighbor boy saying to my brother, "I like your house so much more than my own." And my brother was horrified of being a very loyal soul. And he said, "It's not my house, Johnny. It's the fresh flowers my mother always has around." Pretty profound observation for a five-year-old boy. Particularly since Johnny's family had a lot more money than we did, and their house was a lot nicer than ours from a physical, financial perspective. But the flowers brought warmth and nature and joy into our family life. And so one of the positive aspects of my mother was that she was a gardener, and she always had flowers blooming in the gardens all through the growing season in Massachusetts, which was shorter than here in Virginia, but still, she found ways to grow flowers that she could bring in bouquets for many, many, many months of the year. And that was a joy in my childhood. And so I often write about flowers and the joy that flowers bring me. And this woman named Dolly associated me with flowers, so she wrote to me yesterday to tell me a story about flowers. And so we'll start by sharing that story. She said she was in the grocery store yesterday, and today is her birthday. So she looked at all the flowers, thinking of me, and she picked the most gorgeous, unusual color she could find, which were the purple roses. And she went to the checkout counter with the checkout girl she most likes, because she's always fun. And there in front of her was an elderly woman. She emphasized a very elderly woman. And she was checking out, and the clerk was talking to her, and Dolly mentioned that she had the roses because today was going to be her birthday. And the lady in front of her said, "Oh, today is my birthday." And Dolly said to her, "What's your favorite color?" And she said, "Pink." And Dolly said, charged me for two sets of roses, and she went and got pink roses for the lady who was turning 99 yesterday. And that wonderful, generous experience was so fun and so delightful, and I was so glad that Dolly told me about it. And she said, as soon as the other lady left, the clerk said, "Oh, may I contribute to buying those flowers? That was such a nice thing." And Dolly said, "No, I got so much joy out of it. I'm happy to pay for it." But the energy of generosity and the urge to give, the urge to share the abundance that we have and the love that we have, is such a positive aspect. And Dolly appreciated that lady and her birthday and those flowers, and wanted to share that energy of beautiful flowers through the whole week with that lady. And so she made such a beautiful gesture of giving her her favorite color roses. And she said, as the lady walked out to the parking lot, she held them like a beauty queen, cradled in her arms. And what an awesome image that is, of joy and generosity and connection. So I invite you now to connect with the spirit, the vibration of generosity and joy and connection. And think of a time in your life when you were inspired to be generous, to give unconditionally to someone, a stranger or a loved one, a child, to someone, something generous. So look for the quality of generosity in yourself. And as you vibrate with the vibration of generosity, think also of a time in your life when someone gave to you, spontaneously out of the blue. Something came to you that was wonderful. Could be a present like Joanne was describing when we came in, from someone who knows what we love and chooses it for us. Could be from a stranger. Generosity is such a wonderful positive aspect. Take a moment and think of someone else in your life that you associate with the characteristic of generosity. Someone who gives generously of their time and their talents. Someone who gives generously of their love and their positive affirmation. Someone who gives generously of their hospitality. Someone who gives generously of their money. Someone who is generous with their children and their grandchildren or their nieces and nephews. So many generous people in life. And I was reading a book last night that described the feeling a teacher had when he saw the light dawn in the eyes of a student in his classroom. When something he said connected with the brilliance of that young being, and the light came on, and the awareness dawned, and an epiphany occurred, we witnessed the brilliance of others many, many times. I certainly have been blown away by the brilliance of Abraham Hicks more than once. 100 times, 1,000 times perhaps. So think of someone in your life, perhaps a teacher when you were young, or a friend, someone who said something that struck you as utterly brilliant and brought to you that connection. Perhaps it was a book you read, where an idea joined another idea and the light just shone. And now think of a moment when you were brilliant, when you were connected, and an idea came to you that you shared that created a light in someone else's eyes. Or perhaps something you wrote that when they read it, they were inspired. For you too are brilliant and inspiring. For you too are often connected to Source and allowing the leverage of those great ideas to flow through you. So think about brilliant. And people are brilliant in so many ways. I saw Baryshnikov on the stage at Wolf Trap once and was blown away by his brilliance. We've heard brilliant music and seen brilliant movies and admired brilliant actors as well as brilliant authors, brilliant painters and sculptors. We see brilliance all around us, brilliant chefs in restaurants. Connect with the capacity for brilliance. For we appreciate these qualities, generosity and brilliance, and we're spending way over 68 seconds on each one. So we have the opportunity to build grids of appreciation so that we will encounter these qualities in others through law of attraction as we go forward. And the cooperative components will fill in our grid with experiences of generosity and brilliance. We are experiencing our grids being created with positive aspects. And so now I'm remembering that yesterday when I was at the pool, there was a dad with his little tiny son, very young boy, probably 4 years old maybe. And he was in a inner tube, small one, child size inner tube. And his dad was making up games, and he was being a train, and he was being a choo-choo, and he was being a subway car, and he was being a racing car, and he was being a truck, and he was taking his little boy all around the pool with various noises, and the little boy was laughing hysterically, and he was just so exhilarated and entertained by his dad's creativity. And so I suggest we think of the positive aspect of joy and laughter and exhilaration and appreciation, and remember a moment when we felt that way, when we connected with that exuberant feeling of delight, perhaps from the behavior of someone else, perhaps from something we were doing. It could be skydiving or scuba diving or snorkeling or horseback riding, driving a fast car, something that's exhilarating and joyful and brings that feeling of exuberant connection. Remembering this exhilarating aspect of life. I'm remembering swings that hung from the tallest of trees and seemed like they were 30-foot long ropes. Probably weren't. Probably were 10 feet or 8 feet, but they seemed forever to me. And we could swing so high and pump and push our feet up to the sky. Such an exhilarating experience as a child. And now think of someone you've witnessed in that state of exuberance and exhilaration and joy. Hearing laughter. As I came into the parking lot today, I heard laughter from the car down the block. And I looked, and of course it was a friend, Seal, laughing hysterically at Lily Tomlin on the radio. And it was such joy to encounter laughter in the parking lot. Laughter is so contagious. We have the opportunity to laugh, to love life, to be present with joy at any time. Laughter, even without a stimulus, increases the endorphins in our system. It's amazing what laughter will do. So think of a moment in your life when you had belly laughter. I remember many times in my life when I laughed. And it's such a joy every time to laugh. And think of the people in your life who have a great sense of humor, who make you laugh. So many friends. Perhaps you even have a family member who makes you laugh. My brother can do an hour of stand-up on the phone. He's a riot. He remembers jokes. I can't remember one. He remembers 50, and he can string them straight out. Such a gift. Feeling the joy of laughter and humor. Feeling the lightness of being that uplifts and supports us and makes us smile. So many positive aspects. The next one that comes to mind is beauty. And I'm thinking of the beautiful eyes of children and the beautiful eyes surrounded by wrinkles of elderly individuals. There are so many beautiful eyes in this world. And so many beautiful faces. And so many beautiful shapes, and so many beautiful colors. So think of someone you love and think about their beauty. The beauty that is unique to each one. Each one the furthest extension of non-physical. Each beloved one. A face that makes you smile as you remember it. And the characteristics that evoke that feeling of love and care and fondness within you. There's so much beauty in every being. Connecting with the beauty. Connecting with the grace. Think of the movement of someone. I'm thinking of Esther's hands as she gestures for Abraham. The grace in her movement. The grace of a dancer, perhaps. The grace of a child at play. Grace in the tender gesture of a mother pushing back the hair of a child, or of a lover touching the face of someone they're just falling in love with. Of graceful expressions in your life. And remembering kindness, perhaps a time when you reached out to another gently to comfort or soothe. Perhaps a moment when someone was kind to you, when you were distressed or embarrassed or grieving. Think of the expression of gentleness and caring. How you were able to touch someone with tenderness at one time or other in your life. All of these positive aspects exist within each of us. We have it all within us. And they all exist within everyone that we encounter. Some people we tend to encounter some more abrasive aspects, but there are positive aspects within them. And as we train ourselves to focus our mind on positive aspects, our grids fill in with encounters with cooperative components in everyone we meet. So we encounter the soothing, the caring, the kindness, the tenderness, the generosity, the beauty, the grace. The wonder of non-physical expressing in each one. And we encounter opportunities to express those aspects of ourselves, our sense of humor, our lightness of being, our clarity and brilliance. We are blessed as we focus on the positive aspects. It's such an easy, easy thing to do as we train our minds to follow those tracks into love, exhilaration, appreciation, and joy. And so we simply stretch and relax and remember that life is good, and that we are surrounded and supported at all times by the loving presence of our inner beings, and all is truly well. And so it is.